knew Ms. LaPorte said she could make copies, so. Ma'am, staff's going to be making copies for you, so if you just want to hang tight, maybe sit over here, we'll get those for you. I do believe that we could move on to the next one.
Next case.
Case number 13119, Deborah Brooke seeks variances from the rear yard and side yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115-82, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the southwest side of Washington Street. The 911 address is 37490 Washington Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, map 13.20.
Folks, if you could keep the noise down, because we are holding other hearings, and the mics are sensitive. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Norwood.
Sure. So the applicant is seeking a 4.4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a shed, a 4.3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing shed. There is a 2.7-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an outside shower, a 2.3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing deck, a 0.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing shed, and a 4.2-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for another outside shower. We have 4 letters in support, 0 letters of opposition, and zero mail return. Staff would also like to note that the front dwelling noted on the plan that you have existed on the lot in the 1950s, as well as a rear dwelling, which is all prior to zoning, and the manufactured home. They've all been on the property prior to zoning, so they're considered non-conforming. Record.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yeah, my name is Deborah Brooke, 37490 Washington Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Floor is yours to present your case.
It's a unique property. There's nothing like it. My partner and I bought it in 2006, where it was pretty much was already there, and it was renovated, and we were like the first ones on the block that really kind of renovated everything. And so it's a strange property. It's got three units on it. One unit is 650 square feet, one's 700 square feet, and the other one's like 900 square feet. And the shower and the deck and the other shower have been there since 2006. The shed, though, I went ahead, my neighbor was building a shed on the other side, and we built the sheds. And the one shed's only 4x6. Only because the places are so small and they're very old from the 50s, so there's not much closet space or anything for outside stuff. And so that's why that shed was built. The other shed is 2x3. It's attached to the middle one, but you can't see it because of the trees, and you can't see the deck because of the trees. And then behind the property is those townhouses, and the townhouses built a 10-foot wall surrounding them. And even when they did the survey, my survey stick is in the wall. So the showers they've been there since, I know, at least till 2006. The deck was put on. And the deck's been changed a lot, but it's there because there's a sliding glass door. And the deck's only 8. And I've got letters from all three of my neighbors on all three sides that they're fine with it. In fact, one neighbor, we made a special gate so she can come through and use the shower on the middle one. And I'm glad I got 4. I don't know who else wrote for me, but yeah. And so it's a really close-knit community. It's a really weird property, and with the units being so small, just needed some shed. Those little sheds, like I said, one's, I think, 4x4, and the other one's 4x2, just for storage. And the only reason I'm doing this is I went to put in a new survey down in the records, and the survey, I think, is from, I don't know, 1961 or something. And so when I did that, they said, oh, no, you can't just give us the new one. So then when I went upstairs, they're like, okay, but you need to get a variance so you can put that in. I'm not planning on adding anything or building anything. It's just already there. I just wanted to put an up-to-date survey down in our books downstairs.
Does that complete your presentation?
I think so, yeah. Because I submitted the letters. I think you've got the old survey and the new one. And I kind of live there by myself, all three of them. But sometimes in the front one, I rent it once in a while. But usually it's just me and the dog. So that's it. Any questions? Be happy to answer.
Are there any questions from the board?
So the shed in question, the new one that you've put up, looks like you have a fence all the way around your property.
Yeah.
A vinyl fence, it looks to be?
Yes.
And this shed is just against that vinyl fence?
Yeah.
Next to your neighbor's shed that's against that vinyl fence?
Right, and she wrote the letter, like she's on the letter, she's fine with it. Okay. Yeah. And then the one shower is behind the middle cottage, and you can't see it. Like, my other neighbor goes through the gate and uses it, and then the other shower is attached to the back cottage in between the 10-foot wall and the walkway.
Now, as far as the showers are concerned, is there a roof over top of them, or is it just
soft? No, it's just like an outdoor shower, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're turned off because right. they would freeze.
But I mean, technically, it's not really a structure. It's a couple walls that's hooked, yeah. hooked to your building.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hold on 1 second. You might have some more questions.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I did that in first grade myself, actually. That's what my teacher said, and I walked home. First grade. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Mr. Sharp?
So the showers that are there, are they attached to the dwellings themselves?
Yes.
Okay. When were they? Were they there prior to your ownership, I think you said?
They were there like 2006, I think, almost like 25 years ago.
When did you buy?
I first bought it in 2006. And
so
then,
they were there with a prior owner?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I rebought it, bought my partner out in 2012. So they've always been there.
All right. But I guess my question is, the structures that were there prior to your ownership were the outdoor showers, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. And then there's, because we're looking at 8 different variances for different structures. If my math is right, if I'm wrong, Ms. Norman.
Yeah, I didn't know I'd be getting all this just trying to put in a new survey. I when I went in, they're like, oh, all these variances. But
I'm sorry, 7 different variances.
7?
We're looking at.
2 sheds, two showers, a shed.
Looks like the 2 decks, the 2 showers,
They just said the one deck.
One deck.
It's the 1 deck.
Sheds and 2 outside showers.
Yeah.
And 1 deck.
Yeah.
There's a couple of measurements from
the I was looking at the drawing with the red on it. So that's
yes.
what I was looking at specifically.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right. just the deck in the back that you open up a sliding glass door, and I think the deck's like 8x8. It's a little deck.
So that house, is that the main entrance to the house?
Well, you could go in the sliding glass door, you could go into the screen porch to get into the house.
Okay, but has that traditionally been an entrance to the house?
When
you bought it, was it an entrance to the house?
No. I mean, I always go through the porch to get into the house.
All right.
That's where I grill out on the deck, a sliding glass door, because it's just a little deck. I think it's 8x8.
When was that put in?
That deck was there probably before 2006. I've put new wood on top of it over the years, but it's been there.
So it was by a prior owner, placed that? So the deck and the two showers were placed by prior owners?
Yeah, the shower behind the blue house, the plumbing was there, and I built a door to do it, and I've replaced like the plumbing. All that plumbing had to be replaced.
Okay, but they were there. It was there. Okay,
It didn't look as nice as it does now. Yeah.
So then the other issue is the shed. And was there a shed there prior to your ownership, or was that
No. There was where the on the attach of the middle one, there was like shelves on the outside, and I enclosed it. And that's like I said, that's like a two. It's like a 2x3 shed. It's just attached. Just to like put, you know, like spray cans and
It looks like one of the sheds is 4.8x3.6.
That's the big one.
And then there it looks like the other one is 4.3x6.2, maybe? The one that's on the
one that stands alone.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So the one that stands alone, we'll talk about that one first. Yeah. Was that there prior to your ownership?
No.
Okay. When was that one placed?
That's the one thing that I did do because they were building a shed. I wanted one too, but that was done probably about 4 years ago, because there's no place to put like beach chairs and umbrellas and that kind of stuff. So that's why.
Why couldn't that shed or why wasn't that shed moved more to the interior of the lot?
Well,
it looks like there's some area there. I know you've got a patio, but why wasn't it moved away from the lot line?
Well, you really can't with entrance ways to walk to the cottages. You need to, you know, you open up the gate and you walk to the cottages. You couldn't put it anywhere if you're walking to the cottages. It would be like, you know, right in the middle.
Like if you needed to get, that would be a pathway to get like furniture, things like that.
Yeah, and even walking through people, you know, like, each little cottage has its own little deck area, but you know when you open up that back gate to get in there, you would be right in the middle of the thing.
The other shed that appears to be attached to the manufactured home, is that right? All right. When was that one placed?
That was done probably when the Hardy Bank was put on. That was done a while ago. It was just updated and had a door put on it when I put the new shed on, when I built the new shed.
Yeah, when was it built?
What, the thing?
No, not when the door was put on. When was it built?
I would say that was built like in 2006 or 7 or something like that. I just kind of enclosed it so things wouldn't get wet and stuff inside of it.
Have you had any complaints about these structures?
No, I've got letters from all on all three sides of me that they're saying they're fine. Like my one neighbor, I built a special gate between the green and the blue house so she'd come in and take a shower.
Looking at the parcel, it doesn't look like you have a lot of room for parking. Am I correct in that? On the lot itself, is that right?
Yeah, no, you've got parking for like 6 cars.
On the property, not the front, not these area where between Washington Street and your front property line. I'm talking on the property. You can fit 6 cars there?
Mm-hmm. You can tandem 4 there and then 1 right in front of the pink house. I call them by their colors.
Okay. All right.
I can show you if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So you have right here is room for 2 cars here and 2 cars here and then 1 right there. You can park 5. Oh, you can park 6 if you did this and this, which sometimes.
I'm gonna show you something. This is a question I got. If you come, so this where these pavers are, is that where you're talking about parking?
Yeah.
Right in there, because that's off your property line. That is not your property. Your property line is right here.
Oh.
So that's why I was curious. I didn't think you'd be able to fit 6, kind of in this area.
No, that's my. Yeah. If they ever take the road away, yeah, then I wouldn't be able to park. park that many cars.
All right, okay, I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Yeah, that's like everybody on the street has, like, their parking lot is right here.
Yeah, so a little bit off of, between where the edge of paving on Washington Street is and your property line, you can fit a few cars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I have no further questions, thank you.
Thank goodness there's free parking still on the street, that's a good thing.
Are there any further questions from the board?
Sure, thanks. I didn't want to sit down again with somebody.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13119? Would you like to speak or just in favor? Okay, all right. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13119? Okay, if there are no further questions from the board, I will put.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13119 for Deborah Brook. The property has some unique conditions, and that's a very small lot with three dwellings placed on it. Creates some practical difficulty, and with that difficulty, there's no possible way it could be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code, and therefore a variance is necessary. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it won't impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. And I do believe it's the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13119 has been approved. Next case.